regional Victorians have done the right thing and are not seeing a second wave or indeed a spike in COVID cases. In many of our regional Victorian tourism hotspots have seen little to no corona cases throughout this pandemic. And those regional small businesses and tourism operators have been suffering extreme economic impacts, not just of COVID, but bushfires and drought. And so I know that when we hear Victorians, we're not letting Victorians in. Melbourne is not Victoria. And those of us that choose not to live in Melbourne know that better than most. For me, it means that Victorians will spend our holidays, time and dollars in our local regions, supporting our local tourism operators and enjoying all that regional Victoria has to offer. We welcome Queenslanders, South Australians and obviously New South Welshmen to come and support our regional communities and enjoy a great break with our communities. And I'd say to the Premiers, who are seeking to make political points at home, political mileage in their home states, this spike in Melbourne is disappointing, but I don't think all of Victoria should be paying the price. And I'd be saying the same thing irrespective of other capital cities that would see a spike. A proportionate response from other state jurisdictions would be to prohibit people from those hotspots and not actually blame all Victorians for the careless behaviour of a few Melburnians. And those of us out in the regions don't want people from these hotspots risking the health and life of rural and regional Victorians who have done the right thing and embraced medical directions. But it again shows the importance of following that medical advice, not assuming the worst is over, and doing the right thing for all our sakes.